This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on October 29th, 2015. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next item is item 7, notice of proposed rulemaking on reporting multi-state independent expenditures and electioneering communications in presidential primary elections. We have Joanna Waldstreicher again and Bob Knopp coming in from OGC to discuss the matter. Ms. Waldstreicher.
Thank you, Chair Avell. Agenda documents 1550A and 1550B are a draft notice of proposed rulemaking and a draft interpretive rule, respectively, addressing the statutory and regulatory requirements that apply to the reporting of independent expenditures that are made in connection with a presidential primary election but that do not reference or target a specific state's primary. Happy to answer any questions.
Are there questions, comments with regard to this? No? All right. Is there a motion? The rulemaking? You're not okay with the rulemaking? Okay. That's fine. We can do nothing. We'll do nothing. Do you have a motion? You know what? Why don't we just pass them? I'll just say one thing and then you can pass them for me. Why don't we hold it over? Because he's passing. I can just summarize where we are and then we can hold it over. Okay. Okay.
Madam Chair, just as
Commissioner. Commissioner Hunter.
As you know, we discussed this issue at the last public meeting, and since then we received a comment from Bob Lenhart, who used to was the chair and commissioner here at the FEC, and I've spoken to my colleague Commissioner Weintraub about this issue, and maybe I missed an email, but I don't think we heard back from you on this. Okay, happy to hold it to the next meeting if Commissioner Weintraub would like to continue discussing my proposal that I made at the last public meeting. I don't want to rush anyone, but.
No, I appreciate that, and I appreciate that you did give me the proposal a couple of weeks ago. I have been under the weather, but generally speaking, the proposal that you made was that we do a rulemaking with a long comment date.
Right.
And But in the interim that we adopt the interpretive rule that you're proposing, I'm not prepared to adopt that interpretive rule.
Okay.
So I don't want to promise anything. So,
okay.
Right. Well, but perhaps we should then hold it over nonetheless, and maybe there's further discussion that could be had about alternate ways of handling this, or we could just leave it as it is now. And
I'm happy to, as always, talk about it. As I said, I didn't hear any counterproposal from anyone.
I don't think I got an email.
Okay. So the interpretive rule is something that the three Republicans are prepared to support now, but in an effort to compromise, we said we would vote for an NPRM, admittedly with an extremely long comment period, and the purpose of that was to go through December of 2016 to allow people to sort of live through the next election cycle. And then so we would have an interpretive rule for this election cycle that people could try, and then in the NPRM, they could be thinking of comments to provide for the NPRM down the road. If people wanted to continue to talk about it, happy to do so. You know, we thought it was prudent, based on some comments that we heard and also from previous AOs and that sort of thing, that it would be helpful to have a rule on for the public to follow in this election cycle. Obviously, the election is occurring right now. If it doesn't look like we're going to get a fourth vote for this, then maybe that's a futile effort. Right. I don't know.
I don't know where my fellow commissioners are, but my concern about the interpretive rule idea tied to the convention is that it would essentially eliminate the 24-hour reporting requirement because of the timing and reporting for nationwide ads. I think the 24-hour reporting is important because the conventions would occur more than 20 days before the scheduled presidential primary. So that is a concern of mine. I think disclosure is important, as you know. So I wouldn't be able to support that with that timing. I mean, I'm certainly willing to talk about some approach.
Okay. If you want to, I don't think that's going to cover a lot of activity, what you're concerned about, but happy to consider an edit. But, you know, maybe it's, you know, useful just to say, you know, sort of for the record, that at least three commissioners support this. If people are looking for a way to, I mean, that doesn't mean four, but three are at least supportive of this interpretive rule for those who are looking for some guidance on how to do this. But in the end, we're also willing to look at edits that you might have.
Commissioner Walton.
One of the things that came up for discussion is we tend to not act promptly all the time. And would you be, is whatever rule could be agreed upon, would you agree that it would be last to the end of the next calendar year and then it's no longer in effect? So there is a need at that point, at least, to take a look.
Yes. Sorry, I didn't cut you off. You mentioned that at the last public meeting. Commissioner Walther and Commissioner Weintraub mentioned that to me when we talked a couple of weeks ago, and I said happy to consider that, and I, for one, would be willing to do that. I haven't had a chance to poll my colleagues, but if we're able to sunset an interpretive rule, that is, we're happy to agree to that in order to move forward on this. And now that I think about it, when I did send the proposal to Commissioner Weintraub, I did CC the other commissioners. I had forgotten if I had done that, but I did.
I don't think so.
No?
I didn't forward it.
Oh, so Commissioner Weintraub forwarded it, so there you go.
Take it back.
I did. Okay, thanks.
All right, so we'll... I'm sorry,
one other comment.
Weintraub.
I think that, there were some concerns on our side that the way this interpretive rule was written, it would undermine disclosure, and that's why we have a problem adopting it, even on an interim basis. And I was hoping that we'd be able to try and come up with maybe a counterproposal. We weren't able to come up with something in the last couple of weeks, and I apologize for that. But you know, what's on the books is an AO right now. people may not love that AO, but that is what's on the books. So I think that is, and that was adopted, bizarrely enough, unanimously, thus guaranteeing that everyone would hate it, I guess. That, I think, is where people have to go for guidance in the interim, until we can come up with something better.
So is the resolution that we will agendize this for the November meeting and attempt to continue conversation?
It doesn't sound like it'll be all that fruitful, but happy to try.
We could try. All right, so why don't we do that? This matter will be discussed again in November 10th.